The question was asked, the Hasidish garb and the Hasidish way of life that seems to be secluded from the rest of the world, is that what God wants of us, right? So let's understand the garb and let's understand the way of life, and then let's see if they're as different from us as we think. Basically what Hasidim said is we remain with the garb that we wore back in Europe. We're not going to change. There is a concept in halacha that says that things that Jews do out of modesty, if the nations of the world are different, you're not supposed to be like them. The Torah says, don't go in the ways of the world. Now, you'll say, well, they all sit on chairs. Maybe I shouldn't sit on a chair. Obviously not. They all wear shirts. Maybe we shouldn't wear shirts. Obviously not. But we wear yarmulkes. That's something to... What does the word yarmulke mean? Yorei me eloka. Fearful of God. The yarmulke is on our head to remind us there's someone above us, someone's watching us, where we can't do whatever we want. That's the word yarmulke. Yorei me eloka. We're supposed to be fearful and awe of God. Someone's looking at us. Can't just do what I want. So if a person decides, well, I'm not going to wear yarmulke, what difference does it make? I'll just sit here without one. So aside from the fact they're not allowed to make a blessing or daven or learn Torah without a yarmulke, just walking around without one, being that that's something that we do out of modesty and the nations do not, so that would constitute the prohibition of not going in the ways of the nations. A person is supposed to maintain the things that we do out of modesty. So they took that one step further. And they said, we don't change from the garb we wore in Europe. That's the garb we wore in Europe, that's what we're going to wear here. Now, is there any logic to it? There's a certain logic, because they wanted to separate from the Western world. You come here, you have Western culture, and it's very attractive. So it's a good way to discern. This is where I am, this is where they are. But halachically, it's not obligatory. No one has to do it, obviously. I'm not doing it, you're not doing it. No one has to do it. But that's not the end of the world. So they dress like this and I dress like that. There are many Hasidim who are businessmen. There are Hasidim who are in all types of, all areas. There's a famous joke about a Hasid who has a tourist shop out in Los Angeles. So he figures in his tourist shop, it'll be good to sell a cross. So he doesn't want anyone to know that he's going to sell a cross, but it's good. It'll make good business. So he calls a distributor down on the East Coast. He calls a distributor in New York, and he puts on his best American accent. And he says, sir, do you sell crosses? So the voice on the other end asks him, "Die willst mit der Jäusel oder mit der Jäusel?" You want with the... the distributor was also a Hasid. You'll find that you're not supposed to sell those things, but at the end of the day, wherever you go, if you look closely, you see Hasidim are involved. The rabbi who came and spoke last night, you saw he has internet in his jacket pocket. Or you didn't see. He's got a cell phone with internet. He's emailing me and I'm emailing him. So he's a Hasid. He wears the garb. But underneath the garb, he's got internet. So he has kosher internet. He has internet here in Israel. They have a concept of kosher internet. It's called Internet Rimon, where you can't get anything that's immodest. But they're still very involved with the world. So when it comes to their homes and their customs, they're very stringent in adhering to the ancient custom that they had in Europe. But when it comes to being involved with the world, I don't think it's correct to say they're so secluded. Yes, there are those who are more extreme. If you go to Mea Shearim, so you'll find there are those that really don't know beyond the walls of their There is no difference. In both places you'll find people who are more secluded. But the fact that a person is dressed like that doesn't mean that he has to be so secluded. He's maintaining the tradition in this.
Without understanding now that it's actually part of their tradition, the way they dress, which is the actual way of living, like their life.
But do you know what is their way of life? What aspect of their way of life? Meaning, what are they doing different than me and you?
Or me and God.
What?
All they do is just pray.
That's not true. A lot of them are businessmen. Some are praying and learning Torah.
You're saying some of them are like that, but a lot of them are involved in things like
that. They won't paint secular things.
That's true. They won't do secular things.
That's true. I don't know about playing sports. They play games. They have their games.
They won't watch sports.
But they won't watch sports, right?
Yeah, so that's a sort of
why. But that's just because it's part of the Western culture. Why should you sit there and watch a baseball game? Why should you see They once went to a rabbi and asked him if it's permissible to watch a soccer game. So he asked, what's a soccer game? So they said, well, there are men and there's this ball. So he said, what's a ball? So they said, it's this piece of hide that they inflate, and there are a bunch of men who they try to kick it this way and they try to kick it that way. So the rabbi looks at them and he says, grown men are running around after an inflated piece of hide, and other people pay to watch grown men run after an inflated piece of hide. Now if you stop and think about it, what are we doing? Instead of looking at them funny, maybe we should look at ourselves funny. What are we doing when we watch a bunch of men dress up in pajamas and run after a pigskin? They're the ones that are funny? They're the ones we're asking about, why don't they do it? Maybe we're funny. It's a form of entertainment, right? That's true. But think about it just a second. What are you doing? You know, their skill at kicking an inflated piece of hide. That's right. So not everyone can do it. You go to the zoo. You also see things that are strange. Fine. So they don't spend their time doing that. I don't think it's such a question why they don't.
I don't believe God created the world for us to only be one way. We're supposed to enjoy the things that He has given us.
Right.
So we're supposed to enjoy the fact that we can go out and see a movie.
Oh, so that, I want to continue that discussion, but I think people want to go eat lunch already. Because the question is, what are we supposed to accomplish in this lifetime? Meaning, we were given time. Time is a precious commodity. What are we supposed to do with that time?
Understand the Torah to the best that we can, I suppose.
I don't know, I'm asking you. You're saying, let's go have entertainment, let's enjoy life, fine.
No,
is that what we were put on this planet for?
I don't believe that we are put here just to enjoy from. We are supposed to be balanced.
Okay, so that's what I want us to discuss maybe next time. What is that balance? What does that mean? Because you understand that to a basketball player, 18 hours of sports is that balance.